שלום חברים, את ההכנה.
Good morning friends, the preparation for the lesson today was by the groups of Moscow 5, Belarus and Nikolaev. Belarus, go ahead.
Доброе утро, мировой пли. Вас приветствует группа Беларуси. Начинаем подготовку на утренний урок.
Hello, World Kli. The Belarus group greets you. We thank the Creator for giving us a desire for a correction, closeness to the truth. Let's remind everyone that we are broken pieces of the same soul, and our goal is to connect these pieces into one whole, the pieces of one Kli in which the Creator will be felt. Our group is going through many changes every day. We're getting closer to each other each time on a different degree of closeness to the Creator. So let's see that now we get the surrounding light that will improve us and connect us and correct us and bring us to a new level of connection. And from that, are successful. And the future of the world depends on our successful connection. Chaim. From
Rabash's article, the whole earth is full of his glory. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it is, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. This is only because of the correction, in order for man to achieve his wholeness, or because he feels only himself and not another reality. Hence, if one returns his heart to trying to walk in faith above the intellect, by this he qualifies it and establishes it so as to achieve the revelation of the face. As is presented in the Zohar, that the Shekhinah, divinity, said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there is no place to hide from you. Meaning that in all the concealments that he felt, he believed that here was the light of the Creator. This qualified him until he achieved the revelation of the face of his light. This is the meaning of the measure of the faith that pulls one out of every lowliness and concealment if a person strengthens himself in this and asks the Creator to reveal himself.
Moscow 5, בבקשה.
Moscow 5, please.
На доброе утро, друзья. Вот, и вопрос на активный семинар.
Good morning, friends. A question for an active workshop.
Чтобы исправить себя.
How should we turn our hearts to... How do we return our hearts to faith above reason so we correct ourselves? Again, how do we return our hearts to faith above reasons in order to correct ourselves? Go ahead.
In order to correct ourselves, we need to work together in the 10, support one another, so that we can constantly be aimed towards the goal. In order to reach bestowal, in order to give him contentment, in order to truly finally reach this work of above reason, only together.
Together, we can come to the right request to ask for the right spectacles to see the true reality. This is our work in connection.
Faith. Faith above reason means bestowal above the ego. How will we bring ourselves to this? We need a force, an external force to the ego that will lift us above it. The friends, Rav, the books.
I have to think not about how I correct myself and what do I do for me, but for the friends. I need to pray that the Creator will take my friends and help them and give them a heart of flesh instead of the stony heart. and care for them.
Look at faith above reason as an opportunity to achieve something. And this is the only way to advance, not inside of the will to receive.
We have to create around us such a circle of importance of bestowal, importance of the Creator, that only He runs and leads reality in a complete way. And that thing, that spirit that is between us, will allow each friend, like a magnet, to cling to the Ten, to the Creator above everything that happens in the will to receive.
We try very hard to work, like Rokoka said, above the will to receive. For this, we need an opposite force to our will to receive that grows each and every day. And we have that in the Ten, in our friends, in our very well-organized actions. Just like we decided the day ago to try our daily routine a little bit so we can attend the evening lessons. We have to support one another very much so that each friend will have this opposite weight, this something that will pull him opposite his ego and will give him the power to ascend. We will start the lesson soon. This is the most important time in our day, in our life.
Rav will read for us words that the Kabbalist wrote, and he draws us like an elevator from this corporeal imaginary world into the upper world of bestowal and love, a light, world of light. And we, with the friends, will try to be embraced like cubs and try to nurse from him the drops of living water.
This light that surrounds us during the lesson, well, let's pray together that we can take with us a part of it throughout the day so that it will guard us not only throughout the lesson but also throughout the day. And this will happen to us if we will be meticulous with the work and constantly think about how can we be for the Ten, support the Ten, as is required in order for us to have this common force.
Yeah, and we also have an opportunity to pray and ask of the Creator to strengthen in us the faith, to strengthen our bestowal so it becomes stronger than the need to constantly receive. And I ask for each and every friend, I ask for this for each and every friend and for the whole Ten. That's the best time, and the lesson has bestowal from all directions. You have the environment, you have the conditions, we can just subjugate ourselves and ask the Creator to do it.
And now, dear friends, we will continue to aim our heart towards a common prayer and let's read a common work and let's read our prayer. May there be a desire that we will be rewarded with receiving His blessed light and follow the ways of the Creator. and serve Him not in order to receive a reward, but rather in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator and to raise divinity from the dust and to be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator and for the revelation of the Creator to His creations. Amen.